I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. As many Americans struggle to make sense of a Donald Trump presidency, a group of students from Hamden High School seems to have already figured it out. I first visited the class before the election, and I went back after Trump's victory to see what this historic event means to them.
All right, my friends.
It's Thursday in David Koss's AP government class. He had warned his students that he wasn't going to be in class the day right after the election.
The sub wrote me a very nice note about you, which I appreciate, but she wrote something interesting. Students were very upset that you were not here, and she like underlined very like a couple of times. And I'm like, I think I told you I was going to a workshop, didn't I?
Yeah.
They're still upset.
These 15 to 17-year-olds are upset because they didn't have a chance to vent about this heated election. It's pretty clear that his students connect with him. Koss's style is one part Socratic, lots of questions, and one part summary and synthesis of the students' responses. It engages them quickly, and they miss it when he's gone. Koss starts the class by asking for their reactions to the election. Are they afraid, hopeful, a little bit of both? Everyone seems surprised at Trump's win. Some who didn't support him say they hope he would bring some much-needed change. But 15-year-old Tiana McGee says it's hard to accept, especially as a young African-American.
I just don't know how to accept this, and I don't think like I ever will accept this, because so many people I know, including myself, are afraid for what's going to come next.
Do you think the process was flawed, or do you think the person that we've elected is flawed?
I think the person we elected is flawed.
Student Zach Lane admits that Trump is quite flawed as a person, but people simply wanted change.
Even if it's a huge risk to vote in Trump, they want someone different than the traditional politician, because it doesn't seem to be working.
Some students talked about how many supporters on both sides failed to understand their opponent's viewpoints. That's something that several students, including Alana Cooper, say they want to see changed.
Just being more open-minded and accepting.
And that's something you see in Koss's class. It's clear that the students all have very different beliefs, but how they listen to each other and validate each other's opinions before disagreeing, it's, well, refreshing. As class wraps up and most of the kids leave, I find myself standing in a circle with several students, including Tiana, who's black, and Rhody Conway, who's white. Tiana and Rhody appear as different as their opinions. He's tall with a baritone voice, and he's a staunch Trump supporter. She's small with a delicate voice, and she's highly critical of Trump. But there's a bridge between them, this class. Here they are talking about an argument they had recently about Trump. Tiana says she thought about hitting Rhody, but
because of this class, like, I don't hit him in the face, like, because of this class. Like, I know what he has to say is legitimate, and I take everything that he says to heart.
Everything you gotta say is legitimate, too.
Because, like, I vibe with it. Like, like yesterday, I feel everything you're saying, so, like,
I'm not. And likewise, like, you know.
Yeah.
As long as you can listen to people and not think that you have a monopoly on truth, you being just a generic person, then that's really all you need.
Yeah,
Koss's face lights up.
You know, you're not always going to find people like yourselves that can have this kind of conversation and agree or disagree. But, so remember this. Remember how important having this ability to disagree but still have respect for each other is. That's important.
The students are now about a half hour late for their next class. They wanted to talk about this election, so they stayed behind. After they're gone, I tell Koss that I'm impressed with their insight. And I ask him if that's something a person can teach or if it's innate.
I don't know if you teach it necessarily, but you lead them to it by not accepting their first answer or encouraging them to move beyond the emotional response. I like it, I dislike it. Yes, no. You ask the why questions, and you create an environment where they can give you the why, and even if it's wrong, it's okay.
He says this election, if anything, has gotten more people interested in the political process, and that can only be a good thing. David DeRoche, WNPR News.